So a long time ago, there was a couple named Zechariah and Elizabeth. They'd been married for a long time, and they really, really, really wanted to have a baby. But it seemed that they never did. And they prayed all the time, and they hoped and wished all the time. And years went by, and they got older and older and older, and they didn't have a baby. One day, it was Zechariah's turn to be the one to go into the most holy place of the temple and light the incense, which would smell really good and was a symbol for all the people that they were gathering to pray, and they wanted their lives and their prayers to be pleasing to God. They would wait outside, and one person, and this time it was Zechariah, would go in to light that incense. Well, Zechariah had a really surprising experience when he went with his candle lighter, incense lighter. He realized right to the right of where he was standing, right there next to the altar, suddenly there was this big blazing angel. And Zechariah was so startled and so scared, he really started to shake, and he might have even fallen down. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. You're going to have a baby, you and Elizabeth. You're going to have a baby boy, and his name's going to be John. And he's going to make everybody really happy. He's going to be filled with God's Spirit, and it's going to be his job to help people remember to live reverent and respectful lives, and he's going to help them all be ready for the Lord." Well, poor Zechariah was really confused. He said to the angel, "I don't really know how I'm supposed to believe this. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm really old, and my wife Elizabeth is really old, and I think that we might be too old to have a baby." The angel said, "I was in the presence of God, and I was sent to you to bring this message about a baby boy that you're going to name John. And because you don't believe me from this very moment, you're not going to be able to talk anymore. Your voice is going to quit working until the time when what I've said comes true. All that time, no voice, no talking for you." Well, that was the end of the conversation because Zechariah couldn't say anything else. Now, meanwhile, outside the temple, all the people were waiting and they were thinking, why is it taking so long to light the incense? What happened to Zechariah? When is he ever going to come out of there? Well, finally he did, and he was waving his arms all around and he couldn't say anything. And so the people finally figured out he must have had some kind of vision while he was inside there. He went home, time went by, and sure enough, Elizabeth realized she was pregnant. She was going to have a baby. Oh, she was so happy. She said, "God is doing a wonderful thing for me. I don't have to feel disgraced and disappointed anymore." And we don't really know how Zechariah felt. He wasn't able to say anything. 9 months passed, and the baby was born. Elizabeth rejoiced, and so did all the friends and neighbors, because they knew how long this couple had hoped and waited. They were all very excited, and they got ready to have the special party, which would happen on the eighth day, when it would be the ceremony for naming the baby. And they got ready, all these people, these neighbors, to name the baby Zechariah, because in those days, that's what you always did. If there was a baby boy, you named it after the father or some relative in the family. But the mother, Elizabeth, said, no, we're not naming him Zechariah, we're naming him John. He said, "What? Why would you do that? Nobody just makes up a name. Like, that's not anyone in your family." And so they didn't want to listen to Elizabeth. They decided that they needed to ask the dad of the baby. Well, he motioned, "Bring me something to write with and something to write on." And they did. And he wrote, "The baby's name is John." Well, as soon as he wrote that down, his voice came back. And the first thing he said was, "Praise God." And then he started to sing a song about all the wonderful things that God was doing for God's people and how excited he was that this baby, John, was going to have the job of helping people get ready for Jesus. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. We thank you, God, for working your purposes in our lives. We thank you for parents who pray and pray, and for children whose hearts are open to hearing your word. And we pray that today and in the days to come, our hearts and our minds and our ears would be open to receiving your good news and to receiving Jesus into our lives. In his name we pray. Amen.